This is Decent Organics, a Rogue One, a Star Wars story, Solo, a Star Wars story fanfic, written by Sassy Snowperson and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Cassian Andor, K2SO, Lando Calrissian, L337. With additional tags for pre-canon for both Solo and Rogue One, Snark, Banter. Cassian tried to ignore the man in the co-pilot's seat. No matter how intently he wished it, Lando Calrissian was not going to magically turn into K2SO. Kay was off assisting a Pathfinder mission that needed some extra muscle, so Cassian was stuck with Lando. It was fine. He had a job to do. He was doing it. The nascent rebellion needed a better source of plasma clips, and the Underworld's rumor mill said that Lando was as reliable as a black market dealer could be. Unfortunately, that still wasn't particularly reliable. "We've just had a tiny bit of a problem," Lando said, flashing him a smile and holding up two fingers very close to each other. "The clips are in the Jeek system, and between when I stashed them and now, my ship has become just a bit...
wanted. With a large bounty,"
Lando's co-pilot, L337, said. "Oh, baby, don't scare him off," Lando chided. "Just the ship, nothing pointing to us. We'll just need to take your ride, handsome. Make sure it's big enough to haul the clips, and we're good." "Uh-huh." Cassian folded his arms.
"He doesn't look scared,"
L pointed out.
"He looks pissed."
Lando's smile turned brittle. "L, what else will be transported?" Cassian asked. "Why would you ask that?" Lando waved him off in a dismissive little gesture. Cassian arched an eyebrow at the droid. She tilted her head at him.
"I've got some defense system circuit boards stashed in the same hold. And some other things. We've already got buyers, though, so none of it's for sale."
20% off the clip order, and I'll bring a light freighter. You can transport whatever other goods you can load in 3 hours. I will sell you to the system authorities for smuggling if we get caught with anything illegal."
"Oh, really, Mr. Rebellion?"
Elle folded her arms.
"You think you're selling us out? You've got more to lose."
"I've got better ID," Cassian grinned, and it wasn't his usual mission-ready accommodating smile. He let himself show his teeth.
"I like this one,"
Elle declared. Cassian liked her too, but he wasn't going to go saying it. That was just inviting trouble. He didn't really mind her partner either, though Lando would have been more tolerable if he could have stopped trying to drown Cassian in charm. Lando beamed at him from across the cockpit. "Where'd you learn to fly?" Cassian breathed slowly. "You pick it up. I'm just saying, you have real skill." Lando shifted, fussing with his cape so it fell in a slightly different way than it had fallen a moment earlier. "Normally, I have trouble just relaxing when someone else is flying, but with your nimble fingers..." Lando reached over and patted Cassian's arm. "I'm not having that problem." Cassian stiffened. "Please don't touch me when I'm flying." Cassian half expected a protest, but Lando drew back immediately, with no sign of injury.
"Of course, my apologies."
Cassian nodded, breathing an internal sigh of relief. It wasn't going to be one of those missions. Turning down unwanted interest from someone whose assistance you needed was always so draining. From behind Cassian, there came the sound of drumming fingers, metal on metal,
and Lando looked up with a surprisingly guilty expression. Hey, El.
Do I need to put you in timeout for failure to stop flirting while we're on the job?
Baby, if I didn't flirt while we were on the job, I'd never flirt with anyone. Lando turned back to Cassian. I'm a very conscientious businessman. And I'm not interested, Cassian shot back, that real smile lurking at the corners of his mouth again. It wasn't for Lando. Whether or not Lando was smart enough to figure that out, Cassian wasn't sure.
All right, switch,
El said.
I want to look at the stars now.
El, though, she probably was smart enough to figure out who Cassian was most comfortable around. Lando protested.
Go count cargo,
El said, shooing him off.
Make sure it's all there.
The pickup had gone smoothly enough, at least. Cassian loading the plasma clips, which were good quality for the money, particularly once the discount was applied. While Lando and El had loaded whatever it was they had. Cassian didn't want to know. Lando left with good grace to go follow El's instructions. He gave Cassian a slight bow on the way out. There was a strange but familiar shift of metal-on-metal joints as El moved, settling back into the co-pilot seat and checking over Lando's systems. Looks like he didn't mess anything up too badly, she commented. I doubt you'd fly with him if he were incompetent, Cassian said, his voice neutral.
Droids don't get a choice. You know, subjugation of the species and all.
Cassian inclined his head. True enough. El crossed her legs and leaned back in the chair, considering him.
You don't shock easily,
was her assessment. Cassian smiled grimly. Part of the job description.
No fun,
El shot back.
Organics are more preferable when I can torment them a bit.
We all need to get our comeuppance somehow, Cassian said, his voice neutral, as if he was talking about the weather. El inclined her head.
You know, between me and Lando, people usually prefer Lando's company. He's good at putting people at ease.
Didn't work for me.
Yeah, well, give him a little longer. He probably would have cracked you sooner or later. Turns out you're just looking for someone to be abrasive and insulting.
You're neither of those things, Cassian said. It wasn't the smartest thing he could have done. He was rising to the bait more than he should. And yet, he continued, you're challenging and clever.
Oh, 10 points to Mr. Silvertongue over here.
El laid a hand against her chest.
I have to tell you, if you're flirting, I'm not interested.
Shame. The corner of Cassian's mouth twitched up.
I mean, I am a very good lover.
I don't doubt it.
I leave my partner satisfied. Very satisfied.
Absolutely. Cassian kept his voice as bland as base rations.
Lando could tell you.
That did get a reaction, though probably not the one she was hoping for. Do you get a choice about that? Cassian's voice went low and deadly.
Look at White Knight over here. Lando doesn't own me. I do what I want.
Cassian relaxed back into his blank state. So he is competent, then.
Fuck!
El said after a moment. Cassian grinned.
I mean...
El floundered for a moment, then rallied by dropping her vocoder tone and saying suggestively,
he's competent in that, at least.
Good.
I feel like you don't believe me. It works, you know, between a human and a droid.
I believe you. El shifted, glaring at Cassian.
That's all physical, though.
She said, trying again with a rolling seduction in her voice.
I think you might be getting a crush, but I'm just in it for the pleasure feedback.
Lando's lucky to have whatever attention you do give him.
How the fuck do I crack you?
Elle finally burst out, her arms folded across her chest in irritation.
You're like a wall. No uncomfortable shifting, raised eyebrows, no questions about how it works.
I know how it works, Cassian said mildly, wondering if Elle would pick up on the fact that he was sharing with her something he shared with no one else.
Sure you do,
Elle muttered, sulking back in the chair.
Fucking soldiers. So why are you going to fuck Lando?
Cassian gave a half smile. So she had missed that one. No, wouldn't want to edge in on your territory.
I wouldn't mind.
And I was being polite. He's not my type. All yours.
It's nice to share sometimes,
Elle said with a sigh.
He can be so spirited. Maybe we should both try at the same time. I bet we could get him nicely obedient.
A spark of desire ran through him at the way Elle nearly purred the words nicely obedient. Cassian, however, was not thinking of Lando. I thought you weren't interested, Cassian said, shoving those thoughts down deep, keeping his tone light.
I'm also a very good liar.
Elle held up a triumphant finger. So which one was the lie? Cassian asked, easing the conversation back into banter.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
All in all, it was one of the more enjoyable trips Cassian had taken. Certainly the most enjoyable he had ever had without Kay. They pulled into the port that was Lando and Elle's stop, before Cassian continued on to the Rebellion. Cassian left them to their unloading, and went to find a secure terminal he could use to check in. That wasn't what he found first.
There you are.
A long-fingered black hand reached from behind Cassian, closing over his shoulder. Cassian glanced around, and seeing that they were alone, relaxed back into the touch. Kay. He leaned backwards, his head thunking against familiar Durasteel, as the hand reached down his chest to pull him closer. Missed you.
Well, someone's affectionate.
Kay sounded pleased, with a note of worry.
Anything I should know about?
Cassian shook his head, patting the hand before pulling away. They were still out in the open. Privacy was an illusion. Lando's co-pilot is a droid. She reminded me of you.
Should I be jealous?
Kay asked, as they continued to the terminal.
I haven't done that before. It could be a novel emotional experience.
Cassian snorted. Last week you were jealous of Yavin's Lothcat, because, and I quote, the fuzzy creature is able to cause so much chaos just by going into a kitchen. Could you imagine the power?
That's not jealousy,
Kay protested.
It's respect.
Uh-huh. Cassian submitted his report and ambled back to the freighter, Kay next to him.
You still haven't told me,
Kay said out of the blue. Told you what?
Whether or not I should be jealous.
Why don't you decide for yourself? Cassian said, small smile playing at the corner of his mouth. They'll still be at the freighter. I'll introduce you. Kay huffed. Cassian continued, quieter. I don't mind if they know.
Really?
Kay sounded surprised. Either they're involved themselves, or Elle is comfortable enough with it to use it to try to mess with me. Either way, Cassian shrugged. It's up to you. Kay sounded suspicious.
Elle?
L337.
I feel suspicious. but in an angry way? Is this jealousy? I don't like it.
Cassian chuckled. He and Kay walked up the ramp to find Al and Lando affectionately bickering in the freighter's small kitchenette. They both paused when Kay came ducking through the doorway. With his height, he dominated the room. Al, Lando, my partner, K2SO. Cassian gestured to Kay. You didn't mention your partner was a droid, Lando said, nodding pleasantly at Kay. It's a delight to meet you. Thanks for letting us borrow Cassian for a bit. Cassian looked over at L, whose head was twitching back and forth, ocular input first taking in K, then Cassian, then back to K.
Motherfucker,
L said.
When you say you know, you mean you know.
Cassian, to his own surprise, winked. He knows. He knows what... Oh. Partner. Recognition went over Lando's face, and he gave Kay a considering once over. Well, yes. I can see why you weren't interested if you've got that on offer.
Quite,
said Kay, taking the praise as his due. He reached over and laid a hand on the back of Cassian's neck. Cassian could feel his blood heat. The two of them, they weren't like this in public. They had decided together that it just wasn't worth the fuss they'd have to go through every time a new bigoted organic decided to sneer at their relationship. They had enough battles to fight already. What they had was for the two of them, and it was nobody's business but theirs. So they kept it quiet, and it worked for them. But there was something heady about being open when they were so habitually trained to be closed. Feeling naked, Cassian turned his head and kissed Kay's wrist. He heard Kay's fans spin up in response. He smiled against the metal. He wasn't the only one intensely processing things. Well, maybe we should be getting out of your hair then, said Lando, blushing a little and looking off to the side. Come on, El.
Oh, I don't know. I think I want to see this.
El leaned against the kitchenette's counter.
Criff, El!
El looked at Lando.
You've done threesomes. We've done threesomes. Why start fussing about it now?
None of those threesomes were with an 8-foot-tall security droid that maybe we don't want to piss off, Lando hissed.
I am 7 feet 1 inch tall, and I am more amused than annoyed.
Kay ran his fingers through Cassian's hair.
You make the most interesting friends.
Cassian closed his eyes. I wouldn't call them friends, per se.
I'm a delight. You're just trying to play it cool,
Elle answered easily. Cassian smiled. Lando looked at the chrono and sighed.
Elle, we do have to get going if we're going to get to the meeting.
Elle hummed in annoyance.
Fine.
But before she left, she grabbed Cassian's comm and programmed her code into it.
Well, you should stay in touch. Decent organics paired with interesting droids are hard to find.
Elle looked up at Kay, slightly defiant, and then reached forward, running her blunt fingers along Cassian's jaw as she said, voice pitched low.
It doesn't have to be Lando that we share.
Cassian shivered as Elle followed Lando out the shuttle. Kay turned to Cassian.
I have decided I am not jealous.
Cassian blinked up at Kay.
Oh, really? After that?
Kay's fan whirred as he turned on Cassian, fingers splayed across his chest as he pushed Cassian against a wall.
No. I know you're mine.
Cassian's breath hitched. He loved it when Kay pushed him around, claimed him. It was an expression of trust and an affirmation of who they were to each other. I am,
but...
Kay lifted his other hand, and fingers brushed Cassian's mouth. Cassian kissed at the fingers, knowing the bulk of Kay's tactile sensors were there. Kay fuzzed, a soft feedback noise that he only ever made when Cassian was touching him.
You liked her. And I find the idea of sharing you oddly compelling.
Cassian shivered. I need to think about it.
Naturally. I will process too.
Kay's hands shifted, bracketing Cassian against the wall rather than pinning him.
I love you, Cassian. It's good to see you again.
Love you too, Kay. Cassian went up on his toes, pressed a kiss along Kay's jaw. Shall we get back home? Kay rumbled.
We have some time.
He shifted, reaching down, until he picked Cassian up.
And I find I'm rather stimulated after that little exchange.
Cassian smiled, bracing himself against Kay's shoulders. And what are you going to do about that?
I have some ideas,
Cassian said, walking them together to the pilot's berth at the back of the freighter.
I think you'll find them most satisfying.
Cassian was certain he would. The end. Arthur's nuts. And then at some point in the future, threesomes happen. Possibly foursomes, if Lando can win Cassian over. I had a lot of fun playing Cassian and Elle against each other and seeing how they got along. Thank you for reading. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for The Schmaler for an ITBE 2019 treat because K2 and Cassian is your jam, and I figure you would also be into L3 and Lando. And I don't know if I nailed either or any of the character voices in this, but reading the story gave me a super cute moment, and I did have an excuse to play around with audio filters, so hopefully some of this came out okay. Anyway, you are here for droids. I want to share the droid joy. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.